Yes, Chris, definitely a very comfortable victory for Cavan. They were very, very impressive. Even the first half against a strong breeze, they still controlled the whole match. I know they only went in a point up at half-time, but they've been very happy with it. But very, very strong, particularly up the middle from Raymond Galligan in goals to Porrick, Faulkner at fullback, Killian Clark centre back, and then you Thomas Galligan, James Smith, middle of the field, and Gareth McKeown in centre forward, and Paddy Lynch. That was really the core of their team, Paddy Lynch at full forward. But they kept moving. They put Thomas Galligan at full forward stages, James Smith at full forward stages, Gareth McKeown went in there too, and Paddy Lynch times. So just playing with Paddy Lynch inside with Gareth McKeown and a two-man full forward. I was down in pitch side for the first time, very close to them. Physically very, very strong. Big men, big team, and it doesn't matter who wins tomorrow between Donegal and Armagh. This is going to be no walkover. They had Paddy Lynch, I think, got 9 points or something in the match. They had nine actually different scorers, and they scored 113 from play. So all round very impressive. Antrim were very, very disappointing, because you'd have to say, you know, even going forward to the Talton Cup, it'll be very, very tough on them. A couple of players actually left the panel this last week or that, and so disappointing for Antrim, you know, the fact that in Division 3 in a minute. But Cavan, definitely not a Division 4 team. Very, very impressive, and you know, they'll fancy their chances in the semi-final.
21 scores for Cavan. Was one goal a fair reflection? Had they other good goal chances?
They had a couple other maybe half goal chances, maybe 2 points that they might take another day, but they worked the goal really well. It worked inside. Martin Riley, who was 36 years of age, who came off the bench, gave a fabulous pass inside and worked through to Gareth McKeown, and he sold the dummy and buried in the net. They didn't create many goal chances, but I suppose with teams playing more defensive now, it's more difficult than everything else. They had a half goal chance the first half. Cormac O'Reilly went through and maybe should have laid it across. Conor Brady was inside to palm it into an empty net, but he went for the score himself, and it was a very good save by Michael Byrne in the Antrim goals. But they physically powered. They just actually bullied, you'd have to say, Antrim, and they won every ball in the middle of the field, and they made Antrim go long at the start of the second half, and they just went five, six points up at that stage, and the game was over when they made Antrim go long, and Antrim couldn't get their hands on the ball in that midfield area. So Cavan will be happy enough going home. You know, they were disappointed last night losing the under-21. They're all heading back from Corrigan Park to Omagh tonight. They're playing Tyrone in a big minor match tonight as well, Cavan. So, but they were impressive. I was talking to Mickey Graham after the game, and he was the manager, and he was very, very happy with the performance. They picked up no knocks, and they got a few injured players back on the field.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, when it was clear that the game was in the bag, did they empty much of the bench?
Oh, very much so. They'd have gone, you know, as we said, Martin Riley, Chris Conway came on, Kevin O'Reilly came on, Niall Murray came on, and you know, the Kieran Brady from Arva, who's only coming back from a cruciate, and is great. He was a very, very impressive player at centre-back. He might have got Player of the Year when they won the Ulster Championship, and he did his cruciate and didn't play any last year, but he came off the bench there. So another player, you know, getting ready. We know how important the bench is, but they were very impressive, Chris, I have to say, and they'll be looking forward, and they can sit back tomorrow and watch the so-called big battle in Balbuffet. I just actually tell you, Chris, if you have time there, there's been a double programme here. So the Donegal and Armagh teams are here in the programme. So just if you want to let our listeners know the two teams, the way they're going to line out in the programme tomorrow, quickly, if you have time there.
Absolutely.
Sean Patton in goals for Donegal, Keelan Ward 2, Brendan McCall 3, and Stephen McMenamin 4, Ryan McHugh 5, Owen Bangaller 6, Paul Brennan 7, Hugh McFadden 8, and Jason McGee 9, Kieran Thompson 10, Niall O'Donnell 11, Michael Langan 12, Patrick McBurdy 13, Michael Murphy 14, and Jamie Brennan 15. And the subs name for Donegal quickly, Michael Lynch 16, Ethan O'Donnell 17, Keelan McGonigal, it's great to see him back named in the subs, brilliant to see that. Conor O'Donnell, Karen Dunna, Shane O'Donnell from St. Eunice, Tony McClennan 21, Jack McKelvey, Darrow O'Beale, Aaron Doherty, Padder Mogan, and Keelan McColgan. Great to see Keelan McColgan as well, named as number 26. That's the Donegal 26 named tomorrow. Will that be the 15 will start or not? We don't know, but just let some of the people that are used to Twitter might have saw the team and everything else, but a lot of other people maybe didn't. The Armagh team, quickly, Ethan Rafferty's in goals, who normally doesn't play in goals. I actually managed him, Chris, in Jordanstown. I had him centre forward. He was a brilliant player. They put him into goals for his ability to kick out and his ability to come out the field with the ball and everything else, and he's a very good left foot on him. James Morgan, number 2, Aidan Faulkner 3 in his battle with Michael Murphy, will be very interesting tomorrow. Aaron McKee 4, Niall Grimley, who normally plays midfield centre forward, is wearing 5, Greg McKeag at 6, and Jarlath Og Burns at 7, Conor Mackin at 8, and Ben Creeley at 9, the two midfielders, Domaine Hall at 10, Rory Grugan at 11, and Tiernan Kelly at 12. Aidan Nugent, joint captain of 13, who's one of the men that was suspended and got back. And the other man that all the talk was about, Rian O'Neill, joint captain of 14. And Jason Duffy will be 15. Quickly, their subs, Blaine Hughes, Connor O'Neill, Mark Shields, Kieran Higgins, Ross McQuillan, Stephen Sheridan, Oisin O'Neill, the brother, Rian O'Neill, I think he might be a twin, but he's a twin brother. Stephen Campbell, who's a big player for them, and does really well. And another man that was suspended, but they got him back, comes off the bench. Justin Kiernan, Cian McConville and Connor Turbutt. That's the 226s for the big battle tomorrow, just in case people wouldn't have seen the two teams, if they just happened to be a double programme out today. So that's the official 226s that will line out tomorrow in Balbuffet, Chris.